What is happening, people of the interwebs? I'm Todd. This is Jesus and Coffee, and this is Josh Geyer. Let's get into it. Yes. Oh man. So this is exciting.
This is exciting.
This is literally the first podcast that you've officially like been in a studio for. You've been on the Do Things podcast.
Yes.
Right. And that was super unofficial but official. I like that.
Super unofficial. Yeah, you were hiding the microphone. And then you pulled it out.
It was a sting operation, yeah. And actually this is an intervention. So
So now I know people can see me.
Now you
people
know,
can right? hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. This is actually
so
like
be
this
more
is,
careful about how you approach things.
That's exactly right. Paying attention. It's huge. Yeah. So I am excited to talk to you guys about what we're going to talk about today, because right now this is like the next, this is Jesus and Coffee 2.0. We've had Jesus and Coffee, and it was great with the making up the words and doing the Jesus and Coffee up until now. But I feel like it's time for an adjustment, not a change necessarily, but it's time for an adjustment. And I think the purpose of what this is really it's evolving into something that is much more, well, I'm putting more intention towards it. I'm making this something that's important to me, and then that is important, hopefully, to our audience to be more intentional about their Christian life and or learning about the Christian life, right?
Yeah, and just so you guys are aware, intentional, and we haven't talked about this.
We have not. This is brand new.
I think it's going to be part of the core values of what Jesus plus Coffee stands for.
See, that's why I bring a guy like this in, because he starts talking about core values and like thinking about things in a year in advance. And I'm like, I'm just doing an episode right now. Like, that's the way I roll. And so this is my buddy, Josh Geyer. We've known each other a long time, but our lives have known each other longer.
So we're going to, so the way Todd explained me on his podcast that I was on.
Ooh, I like to hear
this. For New Things.
Yes.
Is that Josh is, and I kind of do this with Todd. I'm like, Todd is our accountant, but he's our friend.
Mm-hmm.
But we're lifelong friends, but not really, because
right. Yeah.
My wife and his wife kind of are lifelong friends.
Literally.
So they went to the same church as kids. They stayed in touch. Carly was in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I met Todd at a beach after college.
That's right.
So
where all the craziness happens. Beaches after college, guys. That's where it's at.
And college was a while ago.
It was a what? Wow.
So we're friends.
Are we going to tell them how old we are?
We've like, known each other for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But our wives are lifelong friends.
Right.
So by all accounts, we are, because we're both married, which means we're both one.
Right.
Which means we're both
so technically
lifelong friends.
We've known
as
each other
well.
Since birth.
Yeah.
I like that. I like this.
Perfect.
I like that explanation.
That's how we're connected.
That's exactly how we're connected. It's so good. And so Josh and I have been talking. We've been friends for a long time, but we've started to get into some business stuff together. And there's some things that are happening with Josh and his wife, Carly, that are moving them into a new place in life as far as just what they're doing and how they're using their story. Because as you're going to hear over the weeks and months and years and millenniums that we have this podcast together, their story is super epic. And it's something that has encouraged my wife and I. And hopefully it's going to encourage a lot of other people. But he was a guy that I feel like it's something that I need to have is, one, accountability to be like, hey, we need to do another Jesus and Coffee, because I've been extremely inconsistent. And two, have somebody that shares a vision that really pushes this in a direction that makes an impact. Like that's the whole purpose of this, is to make an impact, even if it's one person, but to do what we're called to do as Christians and spread the gospel. Like
so
that's
our purpose. Mm-hmm. We're coming up with this on the fly. Our vision is going to be to impact people.
Yes.
About Jesus.
About Jesus. 100%.
Todd loves Jesus.
I do.
I love Jesus.
Yes, he does.
And I can tell you that our lives would not be where they are if that wasn't a fact.
Not a chance.
Right?
Because of the things all of us have to get through on a daily basis, mm-hmm. just from one moment to the next, there are so many things that happen that can change how we look at things. And if we don't have a grounded perspective in the faith that you are created with with a purpose by a God that loves you and forgives you when we make mistakes, because we always do. It's just kind of part of life. And if you don't have that basis, when things go wrong, it really gets scary.
Yes. Right?
It really, really gets messy.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that both Josh and I and our families in general have been able to really, really hold on to our faith and has gotten us to literally where we are now. Not that we're perfect and not that we've done everything right, but the reality
absolutely
is...
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. But we've experienced enough good and bad times to know that it's always okay if you focus on Jesus.
Yeah.
I think.
Absolutely.
And I think that's... So kind of taking that into what we're talking about today is we have... It's Taz. So my dog is under the table here. He likes to be the in-studio guest, but I never give him a mic.
I would say we both love dogs
We
also.
Both love dogs.
Not just Jesus, but dogs no. and our wives.
Like if we were John and Cusack, we could star in Must Love Dogs. We could do that. With what's her name? The lady? Not Nicole Kidman. That's not her name. Whatever.
Sidetracked. I feel like I need to watch that movie.
You do. It's on Netflix. We should just, like, we could turn on right here. I have my computer right now. Let's watch John Cusack. Wouldn't.
If that's what you want to do.
I mean, it could be part... Never mind. We won't do that. So something that... because I've been pushing towards really kind of changing the purpose and the perspective of this show and really being a lot more intentional, I looked at the logos that I've had over the past 2 years that I've been doing... No, yeah, 2 years that I've been doing this. And I decided that it was time for a change. It was time for a freshen up. And so Josh is just showing the camera... If you're listening to this, he's showing the camera our new logo because we both have mugs with the new logo for Jesus and Coffee. And the thing that I think is really exciting about this, one, I love designing things. I have an apparel company. I have all kinds of designs and things for my businesses. And I feel like that there's a lot of value in having something that you can hold on to say that this is an icon, a logo that represents your brand. And I think that's something that I want to make sure that we have something that represents our brand that is authentic to our purpose, but is also something that people look like and, oh, that's cool. I like that. Because otherwise, I don't know, I want it to be cool because that's fun.
It's cool. And it's Todd might have just hit on another core value.
Yeah, see, yes! What is the other core? Let's hear it.
Authenticity.
Oh, 100%.
So we're going to be authentic with each other.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be authentic with you guys.
Which is going to be extremely scary for you guys, the listeners. But also, that's scary for us, especially as men, to be authentic and to be vulnerable, to share some of the stories and some of the things that we've dealt with personally that might help you, but also will help us just relationally. Because even if nobody listens to this or nobody watches this, the fact that we're here together... This is strengthening our relationship, and it's going to help us keep each other accountable and lift each other up in situations where every day we have an issue, right? So authenticity.
Yeah.
Ginormous.
And having accountability. I know a lot of, I don't want to say young Christians, but people that are newer to the faith don't realize how important being accountable with somebody is.
I think you can back that up and say people in general.
Just people.
Don't understand the value of having accountability, because it's very easy to be like, well, you know, I'll be fine. I'll figure it out, especially as dudes.
I mean, our society now is just like, whatever's good.
What feels like, good to
just
you.
Just do it.
Right? Whatever feels good to you.
I think of that James Harden commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it feels good, do it. But I look at James Harden, I'm like, he's not just doing the things that feel good for him, because you don't get that good at something.
No way.
Unless you're intentional and disciplined. And if there's discipline, to me... I mean, maybe I'm just talking for myself, but it doesn't always feel good.
No, it doesn't. And it's the hard things that we do that get us to the place where we're able to do the amazing things.
Yes.
And unless we deal with the hard things and unless we push through the situations that we don't want to push through, then realistically, we're never going to get to where we're meant to be.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge thing. And the fact that people are very quick to say like, well, I'll be fine. I don't need accountability. I think it's naive.
Yeah.
And I think also until you've been to a place where you're like, oh man, I can't do this on my own. And you realize that you need, one, you need Jesus, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But two, that you need other people to be there with you and be on that journey for support is huge. So accountability.
And I would even take that one step further.
Let's do it.
Because it's not just having somebody with you and somebody that agrees with where you're at in the moment. It's somebody mm-hmm. that's rooted in the right things. And for us, the right things come from Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the Bible. And right. if we're seeking guidance from those same people, even when we're not doing the things that we want or think we should be doing at the
yeah.
moment,
yeah,
that's where... That is where growth happens.
100%.
Because finding somebody who agrees with you when you're doing the wrong thing is easy.
100%.
And then you can find them and go have a conversation and feel justified about it.
Oh, and justification is huge.
But we're not going to do that here.
No.
Well, no. Just
we might. We might do that. I mean,
I might come to Todd and be like, hey, donuts today?
No, that's a justification that's justified.
There you go.
Justify that justification.
So we'll do that.
We will probably have Jesus and coffee and donuts. I mean, because coffee and donuts, it's kind of like the thing.
It's true.
Right? So you never know. It's going to be a surprise week to week.
I'll have less donuts I'm committing right now than...
Don't keep him accountable on that. Do not let, that's the one thing we're not going to be accountable because if it's, oh, I've had, it's okay. Sidecar donuts. Have you had those?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. They had them at church yesterday in the green room. Oh dear.
Wait, but have you had them warm?
No. Oh, there's a warm factor.
I mean, one of my favorite employees, cause I have favorite employees. I know you're not supposed
don't
to say
that.
Don't
tell the rest of them.
But
you're all his favorite employee.
One of my favorite employees introduced me to Sidecar and they have I think it's a butter cake donut. I think that's what it is.
Oh,
but whatever one she recommended, I had one.
Yeah.
Like right after they took it out of, I think they deep fry them.
Well, you have to make donuts good. They have to be deep fried.
It was warm, and it melted in my mouth. It was one of the best donuts I've ever had. So maybe we'll do a
taste
Jesus
test.
Donuts Jesus, and coffee. Jesus,
oh man,
episode
with eternal donuts.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, I think maybe we could do that.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. I think that's a given, and you can't say you can't have any because it's part of the episode.
It'll be part of Jesus.
Part of Jesus.
It's going to be Jesus plus donuts.
Right. So I want to get a gauge here. Krispy Kreme donuts are the best when they're warm, but they're literally one bite. Like you put them in your mouth and they're gone. They're great. It's amazing, but you eat a dozen in 5 minutes.
See how authentic that was? Seconds. One bite.
One bite.
One bite. That's for a Krispy Kreme, a full Krispy Kreme donut.
Entire glaze.
If you're being honest with yourself.
If you're being honest with yourself, you just open it up, shove it in, and it's gone.
Because it's warm. And it folds super easy.
Well, oh my goodness.
It melts in your mouth.
It's like the best. Yeah, okay. Now you take that though. And the thing I dislike about Krispy Kreme is that it is, like, there's not much there. Like, it's good, but I want more sustenance.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like with the Sidecar donuts. Like, they were, like, these are beefy donuts.
But you're going to, I know this sounds bad, but you're going to add quality.
Yes.
Where the Krispy Kreme donut is. Maybe the quantity is good as at the very beginning, but the quality is only good right off. Like out of the deep fryer.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
No, that's true.
You've got to reheat them in the microwave.
Microwave.
The Sidecar, I'm guessing you had one.
I had one that was not heated and it was like, it was dense. It was like, I like my cakes that way.
Okay.
And that's so that the donut was awesome. Yeah. I can't imagine what, like, it's blowing my mind right now thinking about if I had just taken 20 seconds and taken that awesome donut and put it in the microwave, my life would be changed right now.
And then you could take us surfing after.
Oh my goodness. Now we're getting really authentic. We're going to we need to get waterproof microphones.
Waterproof.
We're going to do an episode surfing at the beach.
Okay.
Done. We really, that was good. I think I'm excited about donuts now.
Because it's over by Newport Beach.
It is.
Yeah.
It's okay. So Sidecar Donuts, guys, this is not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
But Sidecar, if you're listening, we wouldn't mind the sponsorship.
Oh.
So back to the brand idea, right? So we've kind of changed the focus and the purpose. Actually, we've totally changed the focus and the purpose that it's much more intentional. But with the brand and the logo that I wanted to come up with, I wanted it something that was meaningful, that was impactful, that actually portrayed the message that we're trying to put out here. And the message that we're trying to put out with that, we are talking about Jesus and coffee because I love Jesus and I love coffee. Josh is the same.
And it was a while before I loved coffee, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Aging myself a little bit.
That's right.
I think 35 is when I started drinking coffee.
35? You beat me. My voice went away because I was so shocked. Like but now,
yes.
Truth be told, I was 28 before I started really getting into coffee.
Okay.
And then it's just been downhill from there.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's like, anyways. So I love coffee. I love Jesus. But the thing I think that's important and what we're talking about and what we're going to be continually talking about is it's not just Jesus and coffee. It's Jesus and whatever it is that you're doing or in the middle of at the moment. Because a lot of times, especially in culture right now with social media and the internet in general, there's so many things that are bombarding us with information from the left and from the right and people around us that are giving us opinions and things. And a lot of times we take Jesus out of things, or rather we just forget to include him. And I think that's something that we really, really need to focus on, especially in today's culture, in today's day and age, because we need to be intentional about including Jesus in everything we do.
Yes.
He needs to be a part of when we wake up. He needs to be a part of when we go eat sidecar donuts. He mm-hmm. needs to be a part of when we're having a podcast. He needs to be a part of when we're with our wives or our kids. Whatever it is, whatever you're doing, your job, your hobby, whatever that might be, Jesus needs to be included intentionally because he's there already.
I mean, I just want to say amen.
Amen. You know, that's right?
The Pentecostal side. We're both friends. We both
Quaker,
friends churches, right. Quakers. I grew up actually, I would say a Christian mutt because I went to Baptist.
Christian mutt.
I went to Foursquare. I went to Trinity.
You've been to Pentecostal churches.
Uh-huh. And I've landed in friends with my wife.
Yeah, mostly because your wife's family.
Yeah.
I don't think, that's deep-rooted.
The commonality.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, that's true, right?
So, yeah.
And I'm sure we'll get into that at some point because there are so many different, quote-unquote, denominations, mm-hmm. And there's so much dissension within those that really, I think, takes away from the Christian message. And that's something that the world sees as they're not practicing what they preach because they're infighting so much between each other.
Mm-hmm. And it could be something small.
Oh my goodness.
It's usually the smallest things, to be honest with you.
It really is. And the stuff that does, like I talk about all the time in my business and in the Do Things podcast, is the details don't really matter. No. You need a direction and you need action, and the details will take care of themselves. And as Christians, we're really, really good at focusing on the details in a way that takes away from the bigger picture of what our purpose is.
That reminds me of Stephen Covey a little bit.
Tell me about Stephen Covey.
So I'm sure some of your audience knows who Stephen Covey is. He wrote a book. He's famous for the 7 Habits of Highly Successful
People. Oh, that's Stephen Covey. Okay. Stephen Covey. I was having trouble placing him. I know that book.
So he has the first things first, right? First things first. If you mm-hmm. are focusing on your secondary things before your priorities, mm-hmm. you're not going to get all the stuff that needs to be captured in your container, whatever that is.
That's true.
So we're going to focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about the details around that, and it'll fit because it's going to be Jesus first.
Exactly.
And that's, I think, where some churches and people, there's disconnect.
Well, and the only problem with the church in every scenario, there is one problem, Josh. Just one. You know what it is?
Tell me.
There's people in it. There is people in the driver's seat.
People.
At a church. And that means there are imperfect beings that are going to make mistakes because of their selfish desires. No matter what church you're in, no matter how perfect it is, if there's people involved, it's going to get screwed up. So you have to just accept that and focus on the fact that we have forgiveness. We have a perfect Savior that has done things that we could never imagine to do. And ultimately, that's where we have to keep our focus because it will get screwed up with people involved.
Yeah.
It will get screwed up. We will screw up. We will make mistakes. We will have an episode on here that totally takes away from our purpose because we're going to be so lusting after sidecar donuts that it's going to be ridiculous.
What was our mission again?
Our mission?
To impact people.
To impact people.
That's part of my personal mission statement.
Yes, it is.
So this is where I'm supposed to be.
This is where I'm supposed to be.
This is where we're supposed to be.
Oh, man. That's so good. I feel like I should hold your hand or something right now. but I'm really excited about this. And as we get going and as these episodes keep moving on, our goal is to connect with you guys as much as possible, to share stories and insights and just life in general and have a conversation about things that may be something that you're dealing with. I think that's kind of the biggest thing is to say, look, we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all have issues. And if we come together and realize, oh man, we all have issues.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes. We all do things that we shouldn't do. And we need accountability, but we need support and we need comfort animals.
And we do.
And just as Taz comes in the room, just because he's like, oh, you guys feel like you need a little love. Yeah. And he brings it to you.
And something about that is my heavy might be different than your heavy.
Oh, totally different.
So we do want to hear from you guys, because your heavy still matters to us.
100%.
It still matters to the people that love you. Yep. So no matter how insignificant it might seem in the grand scheme of things, if it's heavy for you, it's heavy.
Period. So, it's heavy, period.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. I'm excited. This is cool. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, because we got a lot of things that are coming. We're gonna do more episodes, and we're going to be intentional, because we have a mission that is to impact people, and we're going to be authentic. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be help me, because I forgot the other one.
I think we just had two so far.
Authenticity. Authenticity.
Yeah.
And
intentional.
And intentional. See, okay,
we're going to be intentional.
About being authentic.
So that our authenticity impacts you guys.
See?
That's why they're connected,
and that's why this guy's here. keeping it all together. All right, guys. I'm Todd Frazier.
I'm Josh Geyer.
And this is Jesus and Coffee. We will see you on the next episode. Until then, drink up and be blessed.
Yes.
Oh, and don't forget, we're on Instagram. Good. We're on Instagram at Jesus and Coffee Podcast. You can follow us there. We put out daily Bible verses, and then we'll be putting out pieces of content from this show, along with JesusandCoffeePodcast.com is going to be a thing. It may not be yet. You can check it out, see if it's there. If not, it redirects you somewhere else. But Jesus and Coffee Podcast exists. We're going to be doing some stuff. We're going to drink some coffee and be back with more Jesus in the next episode. See you guys later.